This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cegi today on this extended Thanksgiving Day weekend. We have a gigantic show for you today. My first guest from the great band Chicago, Robert Lamb and Lee Loughnane will be joining us. Then actress Valerie Bertinelli will be here. Stone Cold Steve Austin will be joining us and comedian Bill Engvall. That's just the first hour. The second hour from Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro, country legend Ronnie Millsap. We're going to be talking about healthy foods to eat during this holiday season with Carrie Gans. And that's all coming up this week, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Cegi today. We're going to pause momentarily, but when we come back, the band Chicago, Robert Lamb and Lee Loughnane will be joining us. Boy, I'm excited about that one. And that's coming up with Ron Cegi today. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, and there's a lot of things you can say to the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Cegi today. And ladies and gentlemen, my Christmas present has come early this year, and I say that sincerely, because on the show are two gentlemen who have been on our show in the past, and they're part of my favorite band, America's Band, Chicago. Joining us right now are my friends Robert Lamb and Lee Loughnane. Robert, Lee, welcome to the show. It's good to have you back, gentlemen.
Voice, man.
We've had so many nice discussions over the past, and I was just telling Lee, he was over at our studio one time, and Robert, you were playing in my hometown in Pennsylvania, and it was so nice of you to recognize me in the audience when I was up there visiting my old classmates. You guys bring back a lot of memories for me. You really do, and I really appreciate it.
Very good.
Now, coming up Wednesday, December 4th, it's Christmas in Rockefeller Center, and the guys are going to be playing. That's got to be a really cool experience. There's a ton of people that watch it, both on camera and on the street.
Right. It's great that we're back again. We've done it a couple times before, so we know what to expect. And I have a feeling that the weather is not going to be quite as bad as what is being predicted.
Yes.
Because normally the weatherman is wrong, right?
That always.
So so if it's supposed to be bad, it's going to be good. It's like, yeah, you know, bad rehearsal, good show.
There you go. Well, I've been on that route a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Now let's talk more about the Christmas that's coming up in Rockefeller Center. Always kicks off the season for me, and I think for a lot of people, regardless of what network they watch. NBC celebrates the hugely popular Christmas in Rockefeller Center coming up on Wednesday, December 4th, 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time. And you guys are going to be there along with Derek and Julianne Hough, John Legend, Gwen Stefani, appearances by Miss America, the Radio City Rockettes. That is a very cool show, and they couldn't pick a better band to kick off the holiday season than you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, you know, as you may know, we have a very successful holiday album that was released a few weeks ago.
Right.
It debuted at number one. There's a couple of charted singles that have
in the top 10.
Top 10.
Wow.
So we're going to be playing some of those pieces live at the tree lighting. I think we're playing
Sleigh Rides live. We're playing Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow.
Yeah. So it'll be a thrill to be part of that lineup. It's just a beautiful event every year, and as you say, it really helps kick off the season for everybody.
How do you take a traditional song, such as the ones that you've mentioned, and turn them into a song that is branded with the Chicago sound? I mean, how difficult is that? Because, let's face it, you guys do a better rendition than the originals in every case. How do you approach it without losing the traditional sound of it?
Well, the brass, having the brass play very often makes it a Chicago arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand. On the other hand, you need to toe the line between being ruthless about, you know, having audacity to change what it very often is a traditional melody or a traditional arrangement, but also keep enough of it that people will know what song you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think most of the time you keep the traditional parts of it and then, you know, do your extra development, the new, brand new development around the edges.
Yeah. This time of the year, I'm sure you can introduce new music like the Christmas CD that you were just talking about. But, gentlemen, how difficult, and I think we've talked about this in the past, is it to introduce new material when on tour when everybody wants to hear all the hits? Because, you know, you're still pumping out great new material, but if, you know, you don't play 25 or 6 to 4 or Saturday in a Park, I mean, people are going to get all bent out of shape. How do you do it?
Things could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem to have, right?
That's exactly right. If they weren't asking those songs, that'd be more problematic.
Yeah.
But you're right. As we come up with new material, it is more difficult to have people hear it in you know, mass quantities of people anyway. So having this Christmas album gives us a perfect formula and perfect audience to introduce new music. And this is more like a traditional Chicago album with Christmas themes. So,
what is the name of the new CD?
In Both Worlds. Chicago Christmas.
Oh, okay.
2019.
I go back to the late 60s, 66, 67, when you guys started this in the apartment. And since then, ladies and gentlemen, this band has sold over 122 million records. I mean, that is staggering. And it's still got the core together. Lee and I were talking before we went on the air about Walt kind of taking it easy right now and touring the country. He's probably, I would imagine, with when you got music in your blood, he probably is a little bit bored. He'd probably rather be out on the road with you guys. How many dates per year are you still doing?
Usually 100, average 100, and I think this year we have done, by the time we finish, we'll do about 120
mm-hmm.
by the time we get done.
Yeah, we aim for 100, but it usually ends up being more like 120.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to go see Chicago? I mean, let's face it. When you first started, though, did you have any idea that this was going to perpetuate for as long as it has? Because you have hit every demographic. Every generation. I mean, Lee, when you were in my studio, I had my 90-year-old mother with me who thought, boy, Chicago, I'm going to meet some of the guys in Chicago. And you know, that's amazing. I have young children that feel the same way. Did you know you were going to be able to attract that kind of a wide demo? That's phenomenal. That's Elvis Presley demographics.
We hoped that anyone else besides us would like it.
What's interesting is that we'll be looking at the audience
the spectators, and we'll see people of every shape, age, and size.
Right.
And they all know Chicago's music.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's pretty amazing thing.
That's amazing.
And,
you know, when you talk about how many people are still with the band, myself, Robert Lamb, and Jimmy Panko, that's half the band that was in the room the first day that we got together in 67.
So right.
Good for 50-some years. Right?
It's amazing. We're not trying to kill each other.
Yeah. That was one of the questions I was going to ask. How do you guys keep it fresh? But if you've got your own formula for that, I don't want to get into it. Is Jerry Schiff's son still playing with you or not?
He is not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, we have a guy named Brett Simons on bass and Neil Donnell singing.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Now, again, I want to remind everybody that Chicago Christmas is available right now as we speak. And is it the website you can get it on or anywhere?
Anywhere. Amazon.
iTunes.
Amazon, iTunes, the brick-and-mortar stores, Staples. Not Staples. What's the name?
Some people say, what's the record?
Yeah.
You can also stream it.
Oh, you're right about that.
You can stream it. It's out on vinyl as well, I think, as of November 22nd. It's on vinyl. But it started out number one, the CD, first week out.
Wow.
And we have two songs in the top 10 right now, too, so...
Unbelievable.
Pretty good.
Absolutely, and you guys deserve it because you are really pros and nice people to the audience, too. Now, they're going to be, again, a big holiday special, Christmas in Rockefeller Center, Wednesday, December 4th, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on NBC with Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, Al Roker. Now, you guys got to do me a favor, okay? Please promise me that you will never, ever, ever retire, okay? Wait till after I die to do that, all right?
That's the plan. Retire to what?
Retire. Yeah, what are you going to retire? Then you go home and rehearse, right? So, retire. Hey, this has been a treat for me. I meant it in the introduction, okay? We haven't talked in a long time, and it's so nice to be friends with such a fantastic group of musicians, and that gentleman you are, Robert Lamb and Lee Lockney. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas, and please come back with us in 2020. Okay, thanks, guys. Robert Lamb and Lee Lockney. That band is phenomenal. And what is equally nice, those gentlemen are just that. They're gentlemen. All the guys in the band are. And be watching on Wednesday, December 4th on NBC when the hugely popular Christmas in Rockefeller Center begins. There's going to be a lot of guests that are going to be performing there, as we mentioned earlier. But the featured act will be Chicago. Let's listen to some Chicago Christmas music on Ron Sedgy Today.
I hear those jingle bells on this midnight clear. Hark, the herald angels sing, soon Santa will be here. All I want for Christmas is a silent night with you. Have a
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Well, our next guest is not only beautiful, but she is extremely talented. And you talk about a busy beaver these days. That's our next guest. There's no doubt about it. And she's got some great news about a legendary show that's coming back to be on TV. And that's, of course, the great show Hot in Cleveland, the city I was born in. Joining us right now is Valerie Bertinelli. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. You were born in Cleveland?
I was born in Cleveland. I wasn't raised in Cleveland. My mother was just visiting her relatives, but I always brag that I was born in Cleveland because it's a big city.
I love Cleveland.
I do, too. First of all, let's start with that news, all right? Hot in Cleveland is coming back.
Yeah, it'll be on Get TV.
It's going to be on Get
TV.
Yeah,
yeah, and right. I'm super excited because it's like the highlight of my life. I absolutely adored doing that show, and I adored everybody I got to work with, so I'm glad some new people will be able to see it.
Well, you know, the show, and this is what's hard to believe, Valerie. I cannot believe the show ran from 2010 to 2015 on TV Land. I mean, it seems like it was just on like the day before yesterday. I can't believe it's been 4 years since it happened.
I know. Tell me about it.
Crazy.
I miss it. I miss the show terribly. It was, you know, such an amazing experience. Doing cooking show that I absolutely love doing, I thought I would just be doing that every summer and they'd go back to Hot in Cleveland. And then, unfortunately, TV Land canceled us, but at least we got 5 great years out of it.
And it'll go on for a long time on Get TV. There's no doubt about it. And what an ensemble. Yourself, of course, Jane Leaves, Wendy Malick, Betty White. I mean, this had to be a ball to go to work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I would gladly wake up. I mean, I wake up with my eyes wide open and like, okay, I get to go to work today. It was the best job. We laughed all day. We just had so much fun together.
And you know, there are so many people that were on that show. I mean, you had reoccurring cast members like Craig Ferguson and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Susan Lucci and Eddie Cibrian, Carl Reiner, Wayne Knight, and then you had so many guest stars. It was a show that everybody wanted to get on. It was like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They just wanted to get on the show. And it's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Is it every night now it's going to be on at Get TV?
I think so.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, you talk about cooking shows. Now, this is another thing that the talent of Valerie Bertinelli is known for. Her cooking. You have 2 Food Network series, of course, Kids Baking Championship and the Family Restaurant Rivals. So tell us about both, okay? Because you do a great job with these shows.
Thank you. Kids Baking is just what it sounds like. It's kids baking and impressing all of us. They're unbelievably talented. Family Restaurant Rivals is 2 families that come together, vie for $10,000, and watching them in the kitchen and seeing who really is the best chef in the family, and it's so much fun to watch these families really work together in the kitchen. And then, of course, there's Valerie's Home Cooking, which is my In the Kitchen show on Sunday mornings.
What was the attraction to your love for cooking?
I had put out a cookbook back in 2012. I've always been watching Food Network. It's always on in the house. I, you know, love watching Ina and Giada and Pioneer Woman and watching all these ladies cook. And I thought, I really want to do that. So I went to Food Network and I said, actually what I asked them to do was a show of me going through Italy and learning about my family and cooking. And, and they said, well, we'd like to put you on a morning show cooking. I'm like, really? You'd let me do that? I never thought that could happen. And it's been so much fun.
You have hit all the mediums, right? Three feature films, TV appearances for TV movies, and Who Could Forget One Day at a Time, a show that to this very day is airing. That was another outstanding ensemble, really, truly. I mean, and produced by the great Norman Lear, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's like 95 years old, you know?
Yeah, Norman's amazing.
He's an amazing individual. What part of Italy is your family from, Valerie?
Actually from northern and, like, round the middle.
Round the middle.
Up in Torino and Lanzo Torinese, San Remo, all around there, and then down further near Ancona.
Do you ever get a chance to go there?
I have been there a few times. I haven't been to where my grandfather's from, but I have been where to my grandmother and great-grandmother's from.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm from Italy, too, but my family is from Sicily, which is way down at the bottom there.
Yes, we've been to Sicily. It's absolutely beautiful. That's where my husband's family's from.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a great country. My son went there on his honeymoon, and I haven't gotten there yet. I understand that you just launched a new website. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just thought this would be really a lot of fun. There's always, people are always asking me for new recipes, so I'm putting all my recipes up on there. I've got a blog. I've got a newsletter. I've got like a curated part of the site where there's a bunch of things that I like that other people might like. They can check that out. It's just like, well, if you like me, just like the site, I guess, you know?
You still have the excitement in your voice as you did back at One Day at a Time, you know?
Yeah.
That? I love that.
Well, you know, it's good to be alive.
Oh, yeah, but that's better than the option, I guess.
Yeah.
Really coming right down to it. Somebody told me that your dad was an executive for General Motors. I'm kind of a car buff. That had to be kind of cool. He probably came home with a new car every couple of months, right?
He did, actually, yes, was a car buff. He worked for General Motors for almost 30 years.
Did he really?
That's why we moved around so much. We lived in Oklahoma. We lived in Louisiana. We lived in here, the Van Nuys plant.
You know, a lot of times when son or daughter of a person in the service, they call them, what do they call them, an Army or Navy brat?
Army brat, yeah.
They called you a GM brat?
Yes, because we moved around so much.
That's funny. Somebody wants to get into the Kids Baking Championship or the Family Restaurant Rivals. How do they become part of the show?
I believe there's a place they can go at Food Network to sign up, and they take all of the people that sign up for these shows, and they interview them and let them know what's going to be demanded of them. And so I think you can go to foodnetwork.com and look around the website and probably find out.
Prior to One Day at a Time, your experience really in television was one commercial. Am I right?
Yeah, just a couple commercials. It wasn't much.
Wow. They must have seen right away the talent in your appearance and your work to be able to go from one TV commercial to One Day at a Time.
Well, I think Norman saw something in me. I'm grateful that he did.
And again, the website is very easy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, very clever. ValerieBertinelli.com. And is there any other stuff on there other than the recipes, Valerie? Or are you going to be adding to it probably every
Oh, yeah.
So often?
I've got blogs on there.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of all of my legacy photos, things that go back to the 70s, you know, anything that you might find interesting, it will be on my website.
I'm sure it's all interesting. If it's on your website, it's got to be interesting.
Thank you, Ron.
When you ever go visit Cleveland, are you like the hit of the town there when you show up there?
No, I'm like everybody else.
You're like everybody
else. I've gone back there for so many years.
Yeah.
Tom, my husband, everyone knows him, so.
Sure.
It's a small town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small big town is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
On Lake Erie. Hot in Cleveland, as we mentioned, is returning at Get TV. It's on right now. Well, not right now, but it's on right now. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Stars our guest, Valerie Bertinelli. And then don't forget, Kids Baking Championship and Family Restaurant Rivals that are on the Food Network. And then the Sunday morning show that you do. And what's the name of it again, Valerie?
Valerie's Home Cooking.
Hey, geez, the easy stuff you sometimes lose, you know. Hey, Valerie, thank you for joining us. I think the last time you and I talked, now that you mentioned that recipe book, was when you came out with it. So we need to do this more often.
Thank you, Ron. I'd be happy to.
Let's do it, okay?
Okie-doke.
Okay, thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our special guest is actress Valerie Bertinelli. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As Thanksgiving weekend winds down, 40 million Americans are under winter weather advisories as a major storm approaches. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says the upper Midwest will be hit hard.
It's further north where we have the precipitation. It's going to be falling in the form of snowfall, and it is going to come down heavily, I think, in fact, 12 to 18 inches, certainly likely here across portions of Minnesota and into Wisconsin as well. But notice a sharp cutoff here. So further south, not going to be snow. It's going to be rain and even severe weather potential across the Gulf Coast.
Emergency Management Commissioner Deanne Cristobal says things will get messy in New York City.
You're going to see snow beginning tomorrow morning. It's going to turn into rain later in the afternoon. It's going to stay rainy then through Monday, but turning back to snow going into late Monday morning, early Monday afternoon.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. A new show premieres Monday nights on the USA Network. It's called Straight Up Steve Austin. Joining us right now is the man, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on to help spread the word about the show.
This is a very unique show, even though it is a show that when somebody says you got a new interview show, people have a certain stigma. But you've put a different twist to this. There's no studio, there's no couch, there's no cue cards, and you go from different cities across the country. Tell us about the format, because, Steve, I think this is a winner.
Man, I tell you what, it was a work in progress, and I learned something in each and every episode. In my pro wrestling career, you know, you kind of start, and then by the time you get done, you've done, you know, you've learned a trade, and all of a sudden you go into this new format. You know, I've been podcasting for about 6 years.
Wow.
And having one-on-one conversations with people, you know, in my house or in my studio or on the road, and this is a whole different animal. It's just me talking with different guests and doing outdoor activities, and it's good for me because I love being outside. I do not like being indoors, and on one hand, you know, doing an activity kind of invokes conversation. By the same token, you know, you're multitasking. You know, you're trying to pay attention to what you're doing, also create this conversation, and, you know, ask your guest questions. So it turns into one big BS session, and they're telling stories, I'm telling stories, and we're trying just to create this chemistry, form a bond or a trust, and have a good time. And I think it comes through the screen. I learned a lot each and every episode, but I had a blast filming each and every episode as well.
I think it would be a great disservice to your talents just to put you behind a desk. That would not work. What you're doing is right up your alley, and you're right. You know, you got to make it a fun conversation and a conversation. A lot of times, these interview shows turn into be a one-sided thing. You know, you ask a question, you wait for the answer, you ask another question. The reality of it is that you share stories, and you have some great people that are going to be on. Trace Atkins, Dale Earnhardt Jr., WWE superstar Becky Lynch, NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield, and Rob Riggle, who is a retired United States Marine Corps Reserve officer. But I learned something, Steve, being partners with the late Ed McMahon, that you never refer to a Marine as retired. Boy, I had that pounded in my head several times.
No, never retired. And, you know, the interesting thing about each one of these shows, you know, all the activities are different. And either we're born from a part of their life, like with Rob being former U.S. Marine, you know, I get a chance to go crush cars in a tank because I get a chance to, you know, do something from his background. So each episode has a different flavor and a personality of its own because of the guests and because of the activities.
Well, as a result of me being a race car fan, do you go in a race car with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, you got to watch that episode because there's a little bit of that in there. And I actually wanted to get on a NASCAR track. We couldn't make that happen, but I got a chance to spend an entire day with one of NASCAR's favorite sons. And what an interesting, articulate, eloquent guy that guy is.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never figured him to be so talkative and so open and candid. He's just a wonderful human being.
Now, what about a little bit of singing? Did you do any singing with Trace, or we got to wait for that one, too?
Man, I tell you what, if we could have if me and Trace could tell the stories that we told on our lunch break, some of those outlaw stories, that would have been a whole show in and of itself.
Oh, that's fun.
Everybody knows that I can't sing, so no, we did not sing one single song together.
You sound like you're having a great deal of fun with this, and of course, it's less hurting after you film a show like this than after a match. I didn't realize, Steve, that you had played football at North Texas State University and then went into wrestling. You didn't want to stay in the football field?
You know what? It turns out, Ron, I was good enough coming out of high school to get a junior college scholarship. That hurt my feelings. I thought I was going to go Division I.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a scholarship to North Texas State University. There was Division II. Now they're Division I. And I was good enough to start, and I blew an ACL out. That was the first of my knee problems. And then my senior year, I came back and started all 11 games at weak side defensive end. What I got was 5 years of an education. I dropped out with 17 hours left to graduate.
Wow.
But I was nowhere near pro football material, and I think that's a blessing in disguise because it led me to do the most wonderful thing I've ever done, and that was being a squared circle traveling all over the world in the business of professional wrestling.
Well, I bet you some of the guys that you played on the team with at Texas State are envious of the popularity and the success that you have chosen by going into wrestling. I want to apologize, Steve, for not running down all of the things that you have done in the wrestling industry, because it is pages after pages after pages, and so we'll have to do that at another time. But I'm very intrigued and excited about Straight Up Steve Austin. Now, I know you have like 7 episodes in the can right now. Can we look forward to more down the road?
I sure hope we can, man. You know, Vince McMahon always taught me that, you know, the audience is your biggest critic. So if people watch the show in enough numbers, we'll get season 2. You know what I mean? So the numbers speak for themselves. I hope to, in anything you do, you want to be successful. In anything you do, you've got to put in the work. So I put in the work of season 1. I've got it figured out now. So I want to apply my experience to season 2 just so I can improve my performance. You know, every time you get on radio, Ron, as long as you've been doing it, is another day. But your last 7 broadcasts were better than your first 7, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with this, man. I just want to keep going, keep getting better, and keep having fun. I got a chance to get in the entertainment business in 1989. And in 1990, I was the Rookie of the Year. I'm still in the entertainment business in a different format, doing Straight Up Steve Austin. And I never would have, in a million years, have envisioned myself hosting a talk show outdoors, doing outdoor activities. But here I am, and I'm having a blast, and I want to keep going.
Well, you know, one of the unique things I think about this show is the fact that you are talking to other athletes, whether they be stock car drivers, Trace Adkins, of course, you know, a singer. You are talking to people that are very well versed in their world of concentration. But you bring an enormous part of the show to the table, because everybody that you have planned to have on the show and will have in the future probably are very envious of you for the sheer fact your job is not easy. When you were in that ring, sure, all of them are in awe of what you do.
You know, it was really interesting, because I know Gabriel Iglesias was a big fan, Sal Volcano was a fan, Becky was a fan, even though she's in the business, and Dale Jr. So a lot of the people were big fans of mine, and I think even if you weren't, because I don't know, well, Rob used to go to wrestling matches over in Kansas City when he was growing up, so
right.
I guess they can appreciate the fact that I had a high level of success in my chosen profession at the time. But now the task at hand is to have a great conversation with them. I want them to shine as much as possible. I want us to be as entertaining as possible. So, you know, I hope they appreciate me, but I want to be able to, you know, make them feel at home and have a great time so that we can entertain the masses via a television or a streaming device.
I think it's important to know, too, Steve, this is an unscripted show. No cue cards, no script, no nothing, right?
No, nothing. There's a lot of research, and my brain cells are trying to retain a lot of information because I've got a lot of questions that I want to ask, but you know, the network's got a couple of questions they want to ask too, so
sure.
I've got all these ideas that are in my head and all these notes, and it's up to me to be able to facilitate this, and you kind of walk it and chewing gum at the same time, and the more you do it, the better you get at it, and I had a blast. It's very challenging.
Just the sound of your voice builds excitement. I mean, you have a compassion for this, my friend, and that's why it's going to be a huge success for you, going far beyond, as I predict, 7 episodes. And again, I want to make mention of the fact that the executive producers are Steve Austin and Dave Barsky, who, of course, had a very successful gig with Dirty Jobs.
Man, that guy brought a wealth of experience, and he was kind of the calm within the storm. I didn't have to really think about anything other than the task at hand because of all of his experiences with Dirty Jobs. And, of course, Mike Rowe was phenomenal at what he did. So that guy really was an anchor for me.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I am a fan of yours. I think that you are not only great in the ring, you're going to be great on the show on the USA Network at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, Monday nights. And its star and our guest is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. I know you're on a heck of a busy schedule, and I really appreciate you spending the time and invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest, I want you to know.
Hey, man, thank you, and thanks for for everybody out there serving our country. I appreciate it very much.
That's nice of you to say. Say, break a leg. I don't want you to really break a leg after all the time you spent in the ring and then have to break a leg for a television show.
Been there, done that. If it'll give me a rating, I'll do it.
I love it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin. He's a very cool guy and so much different than he is when he's in the ring. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. I was just telling one of our two guests that are going to be joining us on the show right now that it's good to have him back. We haven't chatted in a while. He is a funny, funny guy. I get the chance to see him on TV every once in a while talking about a lot of things. And now we're going to be talking to him on the air about a lot of things that he's doing, along with the good doctor. Joining us right now is one funny guy, one of the good guys, and that's Bill Engvall and Dr. Joseph DiTrolio. Bill, nice having you back.
Hey, Ron, it's always good to hear your voice, my friend.
You got some great ads that are running right now on television. I think you got more hours than maybe Hugh Downs had.
Okay, now you're showing your age when you bring up Hugh Downs.
I know. You know, I got to tell you, I don't know why I did that. As I was saying it, I'm thinking to myself, Hugh Downs, you know, why am I doing this?
I knew who you're talking about.
Well, I know that.
Now, you know what? I tell you, Ron, my thing is, I like to be out there. You know, I mean, I love the work I do. I love being in front of the folks and stuff. And the good Lord has blessed me with the perfect job for that. I am also, as you know, we know each other a number of years now, that I also like to talk to people about stuff that's real. And,
right.
You know, like I talk about stuff in my show that's, you know, that's all my show is what really happens in our lives. And so this was a subject that came up that I started thinking that, you know, guys don't like talking about prostate and examinations and prostate cancer stuff, but yet it's a vital subject that we talk about. You know, I'm getting older, and I stumbled across this product, Urinazinc, which is a vitamin supplement for your prostate, and have seen amazing differences. And then I met Dr. DiTrolio there, and we kind of started talking about it. And I thought, you know what, it's incumbent upon me for my, you know, you always hear artists say, oh, I love my fans, but, you know, how much do you really love them? And I feel like I love my fans enough to tell the guys, this is something we need to talk about.
Well, here's a statistic that really shocked me when I saw it. 50% of men over 50 suffer from an enlarged prostate, and that number gets higher as they age. That is not the best news that I've heard today. This is a serious thing. And the problem is guys are guys, right, doctor? They don't want to go to the doctor. I mean,
yep.
You know, you talk to guys, you know, this is okay, but I'll go like next Tuesday. And the next Tuesday comes, they say, oh, well, I'll go next May or next December. They just don't want to do it.
You're exactly right. You know, we're doing Armed Forces Radio here. I've got 40 years with the Veterans Administration looking after our veterans, and they've been exposed to chemicals that put them at risk. They have to be checked urologically. Urinazinc is a product that has been shown to replace the natural supplements that help maintain prostate health. It's insanity not to be checked.
Is it something that prevents the possibility of cancer? It is curable, is it not, doctor?
Prostate cancer is curable if found early enough.
Right.
And if the only way you can find it is being checked, there are a number of things that cause cancer to develop in the prostate. It does not prevent cancer. Should cancer develop, the only rules of engagement, you find them first, you win.
Yeah.
They find you first, you lose.
Bill, you had this problem. I don't mean to talk about this personally on national radio, but you had this problem?
Ron, I am actually probably the best spokesman for this because when I turned 50, my wife, say this to your female listeners out there, tell your guy to go get checked because who's the people we listen to the most? Our wives, our girlfriends, because we're with them 24 hours a day, pretty much. My wife said, when I turned 50, she said, I want you to start getting your prostate checked. And listen, I'll be honest with you, I was that guy going, nah, you know what, it's fine. But then the older I got, you know, I started, you know, notice I was getting up a little more at night. I noticed that the urgency was a little more heightened. I look at Urinazinc like this. If you go to the gym, it's not going to prevent you from breaking a leg. If you're working at staying in shape, you're probably going to be a little more agile and more resistant to injuries. Why wouldn't you take a vitamin that's going to help you with your prostate? Because the prostate is not something we can, it's not like I can look at my arm and see my wrist bone. Can't see your prostate. You know, listen to your body. Because it will tell you what's going on, and kind of feel like this is just a proactive way for me to stay one step ahead of prostate cancer. It's not going to prevent me from getting it. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. But maybe by taking this vitamin supplement that's available over the counter at any Walmart, Walgreens, why wouldn't you take that proactive step to try to fight it?
And you mentioned the fact that your wife and girlfriend prompted you. That's probably the only thing those two agree on when it comes to me, my wife and my girlfriend.
Yes. I thought that was their job.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, there you go. Off the subject for just a moment, doctor, okay? Both being of Italian descent, my son has an American and Italian citizenship, too. But you have an interest in two things that I have an interest in. Vintage automobiles, I have those, and toy trains. I understand that your father was the vice president, division director of Lionel Trains. I have Lionel Trains that go back to the 40s and the 50s still in their boxes. So you and I probably between cars, Italians, and talking about Lionel trains could go on forever. Let's go back to this problem for just a moment. Is it a PSI exam? Does that identify?
PSA.
Is that accurate?
Accurate's a bad word. And if there is an increased risk of cancer, that PSA would go up. However, 50% of the people with elevated PSAs do not have cancer. The PSA could go up for a number of reasons. Really, why yet? You just can't do a blood test. You have to see a doctor. It has to process all the information. Everything's a piece of information to help put the picture together to try to understand what's going on in our body. And sequential tests tell the story.
Yeah. Bill, I know you're going to be a first-time grandfather.
It happens the week of Thanksgiving.
Week of Thanksgiving. Well, congratulations there, William. That's very cool.
Yeah, thanks. And you know what, Ron? I will be honest with you. It's another reason. You know,
yes.
I want to be around for this young lady's life.
Yes.
You know, and I say that to your guy listeners out there. You know, the people that are married, got kids, or you know, anybody, you know, your parents, your family, your sisters, your brothers, you know, they want you around. So why wouldn't you do what you need to do to stick around and see, like for me, see my grandbaby grow up. And,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, I would sure, you know, hate to have for someone say, where's granddaddy? And they go, well, he didn't take care of himself and he's not around anymore.
Bill, where can we go for more information on this?
Go to Urinazinc. That's Urinozinc.com. It can tell you everything you need to know. This is not a cure-all. This is just a supplement that will help keep your prostate healthy. And, you know, let's face it, a healthy prostate has a better chance of fighting off something than one that's not.
Absolutely. Bill, you need to come back so we can talk about some of your tour dates. And Dr. DiTrolio, you have to come back so we can talk about cars and trains, okay?
Thanks. You to take those trains out for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to.
Nothing like it.
I know. But, you know, I had the whole set, the whole nine yards. I love it. And we'll have to talk about cars. Come back, Doctor, and thank you for the information. And, Bill, you know you are always welcome here. We can chat about
Ron,
a lot of fun.
Ron, thank you, buddy, and I wish you the best of holidays there. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's all coming up. Be safe with your family, and thank you for letting us come on your wonderful show and promote our little health issue here.
Grandpa, you know you are always welcome here.
I got to get used to that word. Yeah.
Our guests have been Bill Engvall, one funny guy, really, and Dr. Joseph DiTrolio. They're great people and great information, too. And after a quick pause, we're going to return with more with Ron Segi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this extended Thanksgiving Day weekend. I want to thank our guests this first hour for being part of the show, and they include Robert Lamb and Lee Lockney from Chicago. I also want to thank beautiful actress Valerie Bertinelli, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and comedian Bill Engvall. Next hour from Fox News, it'll be Judge Jeanine Pirro here, also country legend Ronnie Millsap, and Kerry Gans talking about healthy eating with foods that taste good this holiday season. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. After a quick pause, we'll be back with hour number two and my first guest, the second hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro.